podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
If you don't press the fucking button, I swear to God, are you fucking copying me?
That's just wild.
Everything was up real loud last time.
I tell you what, that's just wild. And you know what else is wild?
What's that?
Well, you tell them.
Turkeys.
What's wild is I don't have a fucking beer.
Oh, and
welcome back to the Basement Bar. Beer and babble. No. No, you're good.
You're good.
Really?
Yeah, we got the good mics.
Yeah, we have
Welcome
the good mics.
Back, you can't, motherfucker.
What you're hearing is that through the headphones, but you're not going to hear it on the mic.
What?
Hey! Oh, I got a new guest, too. Hell yeah.
You do?
Yeah, but not tonight.
No, not tonight.
You're going to have to wait for him.
Yeah.
But it's just, the one and only. You'll hear about it when he comes up.
It's just us tonight. And, yeah, Matt and Nicole had to head home because they're responsible and shit, but...
God, I wish I knew what it was like.
Your guest? What do you got?
No spoilers. You're gonna see him in the next few weeks, but I can't wait to have him on.
Yeah,
and maybe him and her.
Ooh, all right. Crazy. I've got a fucking music legend coming next time. I'm absolutely stoked. But anyway, welcome back.
I got some people I've asked, but they said we've listened to the show, and no.
Oh, really?
No.
Aw, bitches. About a bunch of bitches.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did get you beer. I thought I didn't.
Thank you.
I've been tearing up that fucking Kettle Corn or whatever the fuck it's called.
I love that Kettle Corn.
Get the dick out of your mouth and talk right. Jesus Christ.
Well, hold on. The ball's getting away.
Yeah, we had to be, we were professional on the last one. Now the rails come off.
I love doing that. But I do have a serious question.
Rails come off, or we come
it.
Off the rails?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
That was an awkward pause.
Yeah, it was. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Usually we do what you've been listening to, what you've been watching.
Just put that anywhere.
I want to know. I'll pick it up in a minute. Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
I want to know, what do you want to watch? Is there anything that piques your interest? Because to me, you guys were talking about Unfrosted the other night, and I really want to see that.
Yeah.
But I haven't, so don't spoil it.
I won't. Yeah. It was good.
It was good. It's a Jerry...
Holy fuck.
Jerry Seinfeld dry humor type movie.
Oh, okay, cool.
Puns. A couple things I didn't like, but overall, a little bit of history.
You just didn't think it was funny. What did it offend
well,
you?
No, there were a couple scenes that I just didn't like. I thought it didn't offend you, right?
It didn't offend me.
No.
Okay. I didn't know if you were being one of the marshmallows.
They could have been left out of the movie. And when you watch a movie, you'll probably
understand. Yeah. But it's as if Jerry Seinfeld wrote Good Burger.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
It was good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little campy.
I'll see if I agree with you after I watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really like that. I want to see the new Fallout series. I still haven't watched that yet. And then I still haven't watched the Halo series either. I've heard it's not great, but I love Halo, so I kind of want to at least give it a chance.
Yeah, we've been kind of looking for a series to watch, but I'm waiting for Wednesday to come back. They're filming now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, fuck. Demon Slayer just came back. I got to watch that.
It did. Yep, it did.
So you guys watch those weird ones.
Yeah, we're weird.
You know, Wednesday's about as weird as you get, isn't it?
No. Yeah, well, no.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, see, I grew up with the Adams.
It's very Midwest of you.
Yeah, Adams.
I grew up with
I do like some of the calls they make back, though, don't you?
You rang.
Right.
Lurch.
Miss Lurch. Motherfucker was a G.
G. You nip.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't go Jeep.
Anyway,
yeah, holy fuck.
I'm sorry, but anyway, you got through everything you guys want to watch. Well, you want to watch a new episode or a new season of Wednesday?
Yeah,
we watched Mother of the Bride the other night.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that was as if AI wrote that script. It was extraordinarily predictable.
Why
but
do you have to true. Compare every it wasn't film bad. To something? Why do you have to do that?
To give
is
you
any,
a reference
is
point.
Is there any originals?
No, there hasn't been anything original in 20 years.
I mean, like that movie, after the first 7 or 8 minutes, you knew the ending.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but
so, like, it's a Hallmark film.
But
kind of.
Oh my God! If fucking I can tell when how a Hallmark Christmas movie ends by the first fucking scene.
Yeah,
she's usually on a plane back home, and I'm like, oh, and there she's gonna meet her high school sweetheart. That yeah. fucking yeah. scene, you know.
And you know, their kiss is gonna be interrupted by a dog or yeah. a doorbell or a
you
phone.
You know it. You know
yeah.
it.
You know,
yeah.
It's gonna happen at least 3 times yeah. before they actually kiss in
or
the last
boat.
10 seconds.
Uh-huh. Well, did you know that this guy's a Hallmark Christmas movie fiend? Did you know that, Eddie?
Yeah, okay.
I did not.
Raj is a connoisseur oh, yeah. of them Hallmark
movies. A connoisseur of
the
Hallmark.
Remember a couple Christmases ago, he said, like, it's those socks that are kicked up and you can read the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like if you could read this, shut up, I'm watching a Hallmark Christmas movie.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Well, Donna loves them, so that's what we do.
Yeah. You know,
that's his, like, he doesn't get her flowers. He's like, you want to watch a Hallmark yeah. Christmas movie? And it wins her over. So
see,
it could
those,
be a middle of July,
are,
Christmas in July type shit.
Those are yeah. movies that she actually sees the whole movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, you sit down and watch a movie and she's out in the first 15 minutes. But Hallmark movies, she can make it to the end.
Yeah,
that's how
you guys start them at 3 p.m.
That's how Tiffany is with death. Anything about dying or fucking somebody killed somebody, that's her.
That's like she's watching a documentary and they're just like, and he was, never mind, I didn't know. He had a knife and she's like...
No, she. That's what she loves.
She like, that's,
she's into the murder mystery shit.
Yeah, I bet.
The 2020s and Datelines and all that
yeah.
kind of shit. Yeah,
I would love to cancel my fucking Hulu. It's expensive as balls, but
seen,
all she watches is ID Channel and that crazy shit. Yeah.
I seen the fucking... I remember when 60 Minutes was just like one dude and like the serial killer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was a
it's
really
the only.
Yeah.
It's the only fucking TV yeah. show that doesn't have a theme song.
Right, right.
But,
see,
but now they
hold
got
on,
like,
hold on. They have like 18 people.
They have 18
interview.
People and they do 3 stories.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
You know, where do the other 15 people go?
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fucking crazy. I saw the thing and they like showed everybody that's in 60 Minutes. I was like, I remember when it was just that motherfucker. And
yeah.
it's still
yeah.
there.
And I'm Scott Pelley.
Yeah, that's that motherfucker. It's
I
Scott
hate
Pelley.
That fucker.
Oh, do you?
I hate him.
It's the way he does his hair, isn't it? Swoop to the side. Yep.
And from all of us at CBS
yes,
or NBC, I'm Lester Holt.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah.
But
I like the I like the fucking dinosaur they have doing that. That like dude who looks like he should be a mummy. That big ass head, white guy, old as fuck. Who is that? He's got a great voice. I could listen to that dude read books and shit, man. He's great. I can't think of his fucking name.
I bet it's Scotty.
No.
He's got more fucking wrinkles than an English bulldog. Like
he's got like in that Samson.
He looks like a couch that's been out on the porch.
But you remember that Simpson episode where the fucking clothespin comes undone and his face droops and he's
yeah.
like, oh fuck, and he puts it back up. That's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking South Park. I've been so into South Park. So like when we're going to bed or whatever, Robin like puts it on TV or whatever and she like immediately falls asleep, and I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" Because
yeah.
after whatever she's watching, South Park comes on, and I've been staying up till 1, and then I'll wake up and go to work, and I'll be like, "I'm so tired."
Yeah,
it's my fucking
yep.
fault. But
I do.
South
I've been doing
Park
that with
is
Dragon
so
Ball Super.
South Park is so good. I got yelled at this morning because I fell asleep in my glasses, and then I'm obviously wearing the secondary pair of glasses because I already broke the other one, so I totally deserve this ass ripping. But it's because you got fucking South Park on. If you don't think I'm going to watch that until I fall asleep, like physically cannot keep my eyes open anymore, you're fucking crazy. Like,
now, are
you
watching this
on.
In bed?
Yeah.
Ah, bitches. That's why I do it on the couch. I watch it on the couch and everything. And when I start to fucking nod off and the dog.
I don't have that self-control.
Yeah,
then I get up.
And
yeah. But that's yeah. crazy to you because you're like, I'm going to get up and climb Mount Everest. Like, you guys have a steep ass staircase. It even has a couple
yeah.
of turns in it.
Yeah. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, you gotta wait at a red light at the top. It's fucking
yeah.
nuts.
I fucking
halfway through.
Yeah,
I fucking fell down those stairs one night because I woke up still fucking drunk.
Oh, dude,
did I hit that landing like a boom?
Yeah, did you get up at the landing or did you like hit pause and then go down the other step.
No, I hit
awesome.
The. I missed like six steps and hit the landing super hard. I'm glad I didn't bite my fucking tongue off or something. Like,
dude, that would have been so funny if he like hit and then fell again.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that laughed so hard.
Oh, so
like a fucking slinky.
Oh, it's so fucking long steroids got a passing lane.
Yeah. Right. It's got the carpool pull off on. Yeah. That's where he takes his naps on the way to bed.
I need to take half of it and make it a fucking escalator, so I don't have that problem.
Yeah. Get an elevator.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do, too. He's going to look up elevators. He knows that he can't pull it in, so he's going to get one of those chairs that you sit in.
Oh, little chair.
And you fucking click.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It'd take him an hour to get up there.
Fuck, my aunt and uncle just did that to their...
You plug it into your GPS? Yeah. Upstairs. Hour 45. You're like, fuck.
Alexa, yeah. Alexa turn left.
Well, it's like the fucking chair we had in the office that...
Yeah. Oh, I love that thing. I'd piss him off so much, dude. Every time I went to the bathroom, I'd always go up and then down because the bathroom was right next to it, but it was on the lower level, and I was like, I need coffee. Go up to the coffee pot, pour it, back down. He's like, can you just fucking go learn insurance?
Yeah, it's the same thing. In my aunt and uncle's house down in Florida, they have a steep fucking stairway, and they were like, nah, man. No more. They just had an elevator put in. Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be so much nicer.
Yeah, wow. Holy shit. That's not cheap, but it's worth it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Fucking, I'm 36, and my fucking knees are already ruined.
If my music career goes like...
When?
Like
when? Not if, when?
When my music career goes down... Downhill.
Oh, down. Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
if.
So if...
I thought this was going a completely different way.
No, if my music career just ends, you know, and like, you know, we just get old and we don't do nothing, we just fucking die out, I want to write elevator music and see how much
gonna
of a career
that,
I can get.
Bum, look at Styx. Jesus Christ. Lead guitarist just turned 69.
Okay,
yesterday.
When my legs fall off and I can't play the drums anymore, I'll be like, piano, elevator music.
I want a fucking, from Chapter 4, Chapter 4 needs to write the metal version of Girl from Empanada. I want this to happen.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
It's fucking... Girl from Empanada. Bum, 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 bum,
the girl from Empanada ate an empanada. What?
The elevator music. The standard elevator music.
Oh.
What about Saint-Tropez by Pink Floyd? Yeah. I'd put that in my elevator.
Yeah.
As I reach Pink Floyd. For a peach.
I'd put Real Big Fish in my elevator.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, just fucking vibrating it so much that you break it and you fucking fall down, but you don't even care because you're having such a good time.
You never made it off the bottom floor. You're like, fuck.
Love lift me up where we belong.
That's where you would put your elevator?
Just to go up. I don't know about going down.
It would be funny. It would be funny if you got in there. But it's like a really fast elevator, so it's just like press the button. You raise me up, ding, and then you walk out. You never get the so I can climb on mountains.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost my voice. That's the reason I sing so shitty. Not because I'm a shitty singer.
That's why he
because
sounds.
Because I am.
That's why he sounds like fucking Johnny Burke right now, man. He's fucking.
Yeah. You got another one there, bub.
I'm sorry. It sounds like fucking Marge's Actually, sister.
sound more like Miss Piggy get fucking frog in your throat.
Damn. Goddamn. Green weenie. All right. Mother's Day just happened. That was
it
fun.
It did.
Yeah, I was in Minnesota for actual Mother's Day. So what did you guys do on Sunday?
Sunday.
With the wonderful Dons, with the wonderful Mo.
She wanted to go to Poblano's in Frankenmuth.
That's fucking wild.
I had never been there before.
Very good.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking wild.
Yeah,
there's
you always
shit,
pass
all there.
It and you're just like, oh, it's the Pepper Palace.
No, I didn't even know it was there. Like, we go to Slow Bones, and I've
right
never known that was there.
No, it ain't. Poblano's is on the main strip.
No, they moved. Nope. They're right next
to
Slow Bones now.
They're right next
to
Slow Bones.
So what took over the Poblano's old place?
Coffee shop or something? I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, probably. They throw a coffee shop anywhere something's going downhill.
Yeah.
You know what's probably moving in there? Fucking Spirit Halloween. But regardless, they're probably like, oh, yeah, fucking Poblano's.
It's May. Yeah. We need a Spirit Halloween. Yeah. No, but everything is like $12 to $14. And I was like, well, I'll get a quesadilla.
How the portions,
So I was like, oh, I'll get a quesadilla. This shit came out the fucking size of an elk. Like, oh, that's this awesome. Was, it was wild. It was yeah, the massive, get, it was I almost love, like on a pizza tray. Yeah, like, this shit was crazy.
Very, very large portions.
That's good. I love it when you they don't all, they pay all for took, the size portions.
They all took boxes of shit home, but fuck that, man.
Oh, attaboy, Rod.
It tastes
finish
so
it
goddamn
up, yeah.
good.
Clean it
oh,
up.
Yeah. Finish the whole damn
I
thing.
I had it for lunch the next day. It was great with the queso and everything. Oh,
yeah, but you know, Eddie's
queso.
Trying to be healthy. If I was there, I'd have smashed it, too.
Oh,
yeah. I've been doing it. Yeah, I've only dropped 20 pounds on the scale, but I know I'm getting smaller. I feel like I'm
well,
getting
here's
smaller,
the deal.
But
here's,
I'm not getting no. muscle. Like, here, I don't know what the fuck
deal.
Is happening.
No,
I think
Eddie,
it's just
Eddie.
The air in weight between loss. The fat bubbles is coming out.
weight loss happens in a very weird way. You drop a little bit and you feel good enough to where you want to keep going, so you keep going, but you hit that plateau. And the plateau is funny because it makes you feel like, oh, this is shit ain't working, and then you get fat again. But if you keep on it, that plateau is a really good thing to hit because once you're at the plateau, that's the longest stretch. And you're going to plateau for a minute. And then after the plateau, you're going to fucking drop it like it's hot, dude. You're
wow.
going to be just
Hopefully.
Slimming down. Every single day, you'll see a difference. You have to mm-hmm. get by that plateau. It happened to me. I was big my whole entire childhood life. Obviously, when I grew up, but like starting my freshman, sophomore year, even eighth grade, I was big. And then near senior year, I was like, man, I really got to change.
Well, I think
and
that's
then like
good.
After I graduated, I started doing it, and I dropped a little bit, and I plateaued, okay. And I went to Florida. I went to Florida for like I think it was 4 days with a bunch of my good buddies, and I was still pretty big, right? But I kept going. I kept.
And I came
out
back from Florida, and I was 180 pounds.
No,
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
No, for real though. No, I'm just kidding. but no, I hit that plateau. But when I came back, I just kept
Shout
going.
Shout out to Tony.
I just kept going, and I fucking dropped it, man. I dropped it so quick. Like I even remember Ryan was like, "Hey, man, just do me a favor and eat something so you don't blow away." And I was like, "Ah, you're funny, you know." But he started like giving me his clothes, and you know how skinny he was too.
Yeah.
He's like, "Fuck, man, this is really cool." And he was like, "I'm so happy to see you so happy." You know what I'm saying? Like I just dropped it. It was crazy. The plateau was a good thing.
Yeah.
You say that you feel smaller, and you know you're doing a good job, but you're not seeing it.
Yeah.
Just
well,
wait.
Not
you're
on
at
the, scale,
the plateau.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
All right. Good.
You're
well,
almost
you.
There.
That's
you're
nice.
Almost there.
I lost all my weight. I never even stepped on a scale.
Yep.
I just kept going.
Weight's
going.
But
I know,
a number,
I love
though.
It.
It's
I love
just
it.
A number.
Yeah.
Donna
just
gives you shit all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, this skinny motherfucker out-eats
yeah,
us and everything. And burr, burr, burr. Like,
yeah. That's what she said.
She'll eat 150
Sunday, she goes,
shrimp. Like,
you're the smallest one at the goddamn table, and you ate everything.
Yep. I would have ate hers, too, if she wouldn't have put it in a box.
And that's what you did, damn it, because
well,
you forgot
too,
it for work. You said
they, I was like, can I get a side of queso? And she's like, you want the 4 ounce or the 8 ounce? And I was like, well, we're all going to share, so 8 ounce. This shit came out in like this massive pewter bowl. I was
like
that's
half a gallon.
Eight. Yeah, I was like, that's not 8 fucking ounces, bud.
No, it's 16.
Like, yeah, I was like, that's crazy. Yeah,
she
was
like,
massive.
Do you
want
to pay for 4 ounces or 8 ounces? but you get double.
Yeah.
I probably love those fucking restaurants.
Yeah.
I really
probably
would have
got the same bowl if you said 4.
Yeah, true. It's true. Yeah, true.
Well,
yeah.
And the restaurant was really nice. It looked all brand new, redone, everything. Oh, but
well,
the music did not match the restaurant. Now,
right.
I liked the music. It was all like fucking 90s fucking jock jams and shit.
Oh, I was thinking like Los Cuatros.
I was kind of upset. They skipped the Macarena. Macarena came on for literally 2 seconds, and then
and
whoop to a no-
it.
I went, oh, I wanted to fucking dance.
Well, they probably hear that so often. I don't know. Poblanos?
Yeah.
That's Mexican, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They weren't playing like Mexican jams?
No.
No.
We walked in, it was country, and then after 5 minutes, it turned to fucking 90s jock jams.
Fucking Frankenmuth is weird, dude. That's so
weird. It was
weird.
Wild.
They're like, welcome to our Mexican restaurant. You want to listen to fucking Green Day?
Yeah. But I would recommend it.
Yeah, it's so good. Highly, highly
only,
recommend.
That was the second time I've been there.
No, that's
yeah.
Cool. I've never been to Poblano's. I've always seen it on the main drag.
Oh,
but
and it was like homemade
that.
With made with fucking love.
Oh, you
got to
love
it,
dude. A little couple sweat drips in there.
Yeah,
give me all of it.
So good.
Yep, sweat's better than grease at some places.
Yeah, that's like Charlie's, man. Or Chucky's. Chucky's restaurant there at the flea market. I'm so sad that closed down. That was the best breakfast in Bay City.
Yeah, they actually
it
opened
was.
It to be something else, though, that little cool.
Oh,
fucking
is it
right. Yeah. It's something else.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, Jesus.
Yeah. I know I'm picking it out of my nose. It just fuck off, dude. My voice hurts.
Fuck you.
I know. And
tell me to fuck
off. I get it. No, it actually became something else. But what's a restaurant? Name a couple more restaurants where you pay what you get for, because McDonald's ain't one of them. You pay $18 to get one thin slice of beef.
Right.
That's a fast food restaurant. But there's some homemade ass restaurants here that we like. You know, you pay
well,
cheaper.
Homemade, yeah. But Lasco's.
Lasco's is a good one.
Lasco's is for a good breakfast. One. Oh. I've never had anything there other than breakfast food.
Oh, I wouldn't want to. Well, I've had a salad one time. That was because I was trying to be healthy, and you still walk out because it's such a big portion.
Oh, it's great.
And then they serve you the pita bread. I'm telling you what, though. They make one hell of an omelet. I love their omelets.
That's what your mom gets, Mexican omelet.
Probably. Mexican omelet, no egg. You want a bowl of chili?
Vegetarian, ask it. Or, I don't know. She gets an omelet. But,
yeah.
But she'll probably 4 out of 5 times she'll eat the whole damn thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big fucking omelet, man.
It is.
I usually get the Western omelet.
That's what it is she gets.
Oh.
The Western.
Yeah, I like the Western omelet, man. It's green pepper, ham, cheese, and onion.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's just hard. Oh, we're talking about Lasco's. That's another restaurant that, like, you either pay what you get for or
Tony's
you pay
and
less.
Bertrand.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, Tony's and Bertrand, whatever you buy there, you're getting 4 of. Like,
yeah, that's true.
But well, see, if you don't go there, then Lasco's is...
Yeah, no, Lasco, I like Lasco's food quality better. Tony's is just nostalgic. If you're a Bertrand for in the morning, you're stopping at Tone's.
Yeah.
You know, Fat Tone's.
Fucking
Tone's.
Reno's in Lansing. There's another place.
Yeah, we like Reno's. Their burgers are really good. Their beer's better. Their burgers
their
are really
spin
good.
Their spin dip is out of this world.
See, we didn't get that, but you know what we did instead? Instead of paying for spin dip, we made a shit ton of money the last time we arrived.
Here's a place for you. Here's a place for you.
We couldn't stop. We were like, fuck. You know, we paid for the tickets in the first 20 minutes of being at Reno's because I got some super cheap basketball tickets that year. Last year, I had some super cheap, you know, beginning of the season type tickets. We went down and we were like, let's have a fucking day. I left work at noon. I went and picked them up. We went to Reno's. We started there and we were like, oh, fuck, we're here. Why not play some Keno? And the Keno was going hot.
Yep.
And we didn't even look. And I went and scanned it. And I'm like, shit, we won $40 fucking dollars. And after that, Roger's like, well, put another 20 in. And put another 20 in. And put another 20 in. And there was like a streak of like 5 tickets. We couldn't stop winning. And there was that old dude up there. And he was like, can I just ask you something? I was like, what? And he goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm playing Keno. And he goes, but what? Like, I've never played Keno. And every time you've come up here, you've left with them paying you to leave. What the fuck are you doing? And I was like, fucking 2-spot, man. You got to know how to play.
Right.
I said, me and my dad are just hitting right now. I said, it doesn't come all the time, so don't get addicted to it. But right now, when you're hot, you're hot.
Right.
Keep going. And we kept doing different numbers, and we just kept winning and winning and winning. It was a fun time, though. We had a great time at Reno's.
Oh, yeah. Good time at Reno's.
And no, man.
Take the bus from Reno's to the Breslin.
Oh, that was fun.
What was it, like $5?
Round shit.
Trip.
Yeah, $5
round
trip
round
for two
trip.
Of us.
So you sit there at Reno's, get shit-faced. Jump on the bus, takes you to the stadium.
There you go.
You watch a game, sobering up, get back on the bus, head back to Reno's, have a last call beer, and hit the road.
We did have a last call.
Nice. Yeah. I'm fucking angry now. I didn't try these. I didn't even, whatever. Like, I went to, ADD, completely different. Went to Guitar Center earlier to get more of the AKG K52s, and they were fucking sold out of them. I was like, fuck. So I looked over at these Audio Technica ones, and I'm like, oh, they're the same price. Like, and I listened to it in the store, and I was like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, those sound good. Whatever.
Yeah.
Do they sound like fucking trash on this?
Do they?
Like, it's...
Maybe that's why they didn't wear them.
Probably. That's, yeah, this, I feel so bad now. Sorry, future guests, you get garbage.
Take them back there.
Yeah, right?
Take them back.
I might.
Get the other ones.
And get the, yeah, because the AKG 52s are not... bad at all for $50 each. Like, they're not fucking bad. These were, and they're like fucking garage sale shit. It's awful.
Yeah, garage sales. Speaking of garage sales, Essexville sales are this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm gonna be at the beer fest.
Yeah. Well, you got to work Friday. I don't. I'll probably be.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Probably be going around town checking shit out. Man.
All right. Well, buy me something pretty.
Yeah. But
when I was saying how these are garbage, put one of these on.
But speaking of those restaurants and shit, and you brought up McDonald's. McDonald's is hiring.
Yeah.
So I went through the drive-thru. I'm like, fucking, I'm going to go. So I went in there. Went in there and talking to them, and they hired me on the spot.
At McDonald's?
At McDonald's. They hired
me on
the spot.
Well, you did used to make Smegs.
Well, yeah, that was back in the day when it was real food and real grills, but... Yeah, they hire me, and they're like, we'll start you at $11 an hour.
Okay.
After 3 months, we bump you to $19 an hour.
All right. That's
And after 6 months, $25 an hour. I'm like, no shit.
Shit, I kind of want to go work at McDonald's now.
I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. And they're like, yeah, when can you start? I said, in 6 months.
Nice. You get
That's
it?
That's awesome, yeah. Because oh. yeah, he's getting more money.
Yeah. You didn't like that?
I liked it. I love when he's starting 6 months.
It's like months.
I got to say, I'm going to throw these photos up on the website. And everybody's listening. We do a media companion on bbbbabble.com. Each episode has all the photos or videos or whatever we're talking about. But Raj spent a crazy amount of work and redid the fucking bar down here where everything is now on a single light switch. And then he put these new neon lights up and everything. It's fucking gorgeous. And I really cool. appreciate all
it's
the
a whole
hard
vibe
work
down here.
Dude, it's so nice down here. Thank you so much.
I came down, I turned the light on and he shouted from me the other way. I didn't have a chance to look at
him.
He's like, shut the light off. He's like, I want to show you something. Walk to the middle of the room. I said, okay. So he turned the light on. I was like, holy fuck. Like, that's awesome. I just walked into it. I was standing in a different world I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
You know? It was very good. Very nice work.
Very nice work.
Everything lights up with one switch.
Yeah. But you did find something troubling. Tell me about that.
One of the extension cords that was running through the ceiling, across the ceiling, apparently was from the prior owner, I found out. But when I took it down to rerun some stuff, the whole thing was frayed in like three, well, not the whole thing, but in three different spots. There's like 6 inches of bare wire.
Just solid copper?
Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit, it could have burned the whole damn house down.
Damn. So it's a fucking PSA, everybody. If you got drop ceilings, check your shit when you buy the house.
Cords running up, you know, across your ceilings, drop ceilings, man. Make sure you check them out because that could have sparked and started the whole damn house.
Yeah, I swear I found it before I hooked it up. I did not do that on purpose. That was not me.
Spencer's fault.
I'm blaming the previous
owners. Trying to kill us all.
No, I, it wasn't me. I promise.
Yeah, because I asked them about it because they, you know, ran some lighting down here. And it was plugged into that extension cord. So I showed it to him. He goes, well, we just found that in the ceiling. It was plugged in, so we just used it.
A likely story.
I swear to God. Oh, that's why we did it over there. Why the fuck do you think we put it over there?
I know damn well.
Because it's the center of the room?
No, because me and Dennis were fucking hammered, and we were like, gold mined.
Because I know damn well he wouldn't have bought one. And I wouldn't have one of those around my, you know, at all anyway. But
yeah, no.
Yeah, that was bad.
We found it before we bought those lights. We found it, and then we were like, we need to fucking buy some lights. So we went to Meijer and bought them. That cost me so much money. Those are two strands of lights that equal to $60.
Dang.
Yeah, pissed me off. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but if you were to see it, that's ridiculous.
But it looks good.
It does look good. Block ass in the middle of the room. Love it.
Speaking of fucking wires, I had a win today at work. So, we have this like 25-year-old fucking laser, Mazak. Thank you.
Damn, Raj, that was deep.
Yeah, this like Mazak laser thing. It literally says Space Gear Technology on it. That's funny. But there's one fucking cable that runs, it's an RS-232 that runs from the fucking Mazak into the computer. And the computer's old as shit too because it has a fucking serial connection on it. And we're trying to update the computers, but we need something with a USB. So we contacted the fucking company, and they sent us a cable. That's an RS-232 to a fucking USB. Plug it in, doesn't fucking work. I'm on call with the guy, and we're talking, and he sends me these schematics and all this shit. He's like, oh, yeah, you got to fucking do this in the software. Did it in the software. Cable won't fucking work. So I was like, I'm going to build my own fucking cable. So I took the cable apart that was there precariously, took pictures of it, figured out where all the connections were soldered, what the wire's going in, and there's some weird, like, fucking loops in there, and I can't think of the fucking word right now, but anyway, like, three wires into one thing, and I took another cable, cut the ends off of it, bought new ends, and fucking built a bitchin' cable for this shit, plugged it in today. It sent the data, and I was like, I am the king of the world! And I had people, like, looking over, like, what the fuck? And I was like, cable, bitch! So, yeah, I was kind of proud of that. Built our own fucking cable.
Yeah, fuck yeah. God damn. Well, I'm getting a little thirsty since my dry...
I can't hear you.
I said I'm getting a little thirsty because my throat is so fucking dry. I think it's about that time for...
About that time for...
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week!
Beer of the week!
Beer. I'd have a beer.
Beer of
the week.
While you're pouring that beer, hey, what is the worst feeling that you could imagine when getting a prostate exam?
Scrape.
I don't know.
Oh, two hands on your shoulders.
I'm in disbelief.
Oh, my God.
That is terrible. See, Eddie never has to wonder why I was terrified of the doctor or dentist when I was young.
He just says that shit to you right before you go in the room. Holy fuck. That was good. That got me. I like that.
They used
that.
To put the telescope on my back, and I used to freak out. Motherfucking get off me. Like, I can't stand anything like that. No, fuck that. Two hands on the shoulders. You know, the doctor's asking, are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Holy fuck. Well, beer of the week.
Fuck that. I don't even want to drink anymore. I'm sick.
This is, and it's, I got to get it right.
Fuck.
Blueberry jelly donut, even more Jesus.
I feel like there should be a comma in there, but there wasn't.
No, blueberry jelly donut, even more Jesus.
Blueberry jelly donut, even more Jesus.
From Evil Twin Brewing Company.
Hey, what beer are you
makes
drinking?
Makes no sense.
Blueberry jelly donut, even more Jesus. Fuck. Fuck off. Jesus Christ, reading the dictionary, drinking the dictionary over there. Fuck.
From Evil Twin Brewing Company in Brooklyn, New York.
It blueberry is a, jelly donut, even more Jesus. Sorry.
It is a 12% ABV. Cheers.
Cheers. Well, hold on. Say it one more time.
12.
Blueberry. I think
blueberry jelly donut, even more Jesus.
Blueberry jelly donut, even more Jesus. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
I think it's probably pronounced blueberry jelly even more Jesus.
Donut Jesus.
Or donut, whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
know.
Blueberry jelly donut, even
ooh,
more Jesus.
I like how the blueberry comes in after, but that's still not getting a high rating. That sucks.
I don't
that's
even
good.
Taste blueberry.
No, don't just wait for it. Click your tongue a few times. 60 minutes.
Now come over here and do that.
Keep your two hands to yourself, big man.
I literally do not taste blueberry at all. It's just
see, I get it.
I just taste coffee and stout.
Nope. You didn't, that's, no, you that's didn't a wannabe. Taste, that's a try to be stout.
Even
let
more?
Me see the can. Let me see the can.
What,
no.
about,
see the can.
What about the even more Jesus?
Well, yeah, that's why it's water.
Yeah.
Because he turned anything good into water. Let's see here. 12% alcohol. It's a stout bullshit.
It's,
Imperial
it is stout. It is stout.
Yeah, I know. It's a 12%. I don't believe it. I mean, it doesn't drink 12. That's a plus. It doesn't drink 12 at all. It drinks just, like 3.
Just looking at you pour it, I didn't even taste it, and I'd give it a negative.
Yeah, it's motor oil. It is very dark.
Yeah, but to say it doesn't have the consistency of motor oil. See, I'm drinking beer.
I don't.
That,
there's
that,
no
like,
blueberry in that for me. It's just coffee.
Yeah, blueberry.
Which
comes
is great.
Afterwards.
And a little chocolate, even.
Yeah. Well, that's the even more Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, so blueberry jelly donut, even more Jesus. I'll give that a 2.75.
Two, all right, just it was just above
enough.
Average.
Yeah, it was, that's above average.
Well, 2.5 would be average.
I feel like, yeah, I guess.
I'll give it a 3.
Will you?
Yeah, I like stouts. It's chocolatey. It's coffee.
I don't taste chocolate in that. I do taste the coffee.
Maybe that's the blueberry. Maybe that's just my taste.
Maybe,
blueberry
maybe
is chocolate.
Well, you're old, and your taste buds change.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like,
well,
that's
good. Well, thanks to...
Well, it smells like... You should smell it. That smell
I
is
did.
Delicious. That's delightful.
Yeah,
it's got
it's
a
real
great
nice.
Smell. Good yeah. job, Evil Twin. I normally like Evil Twin. That's why I'm giving them such a harsh critique.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Evil Twin's good. There were like four different versions of Molotov cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Molotov cocktail is really good. We
oh, there's a Mount Pleasant Craft Beer Festival this year. The 10th annual. Oh,
and we'll get
that.
Out there, too.
That's fun.
Yeah, we'll get out there,
so,
too.
So, Oh, American Craft Beer Week, May 13th to the 19th. Oh, well, we salute you, American Craft Beer Week. Hell yeah.
Nice.
I like it. Untapped. I use my Untapped app. I am Fuzzy Lumpkus. You can follow us on that. Thanks to Ideal Party Store. Got these out on the Salzburg store this time, and it's good shit.
Yeah, I like it a lot, man. I'm a fan.
Well, after the... Beer of the Week, we do Beer Trivia.
Beer Trivia, which I'm super excited about because I feel like I'm going to get it right this time, but I might be wrong.
Let's see.
That's tough to keep drinking. Fuck. 12% on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Or, well, I guess this will be a Thursday when you guys are listening to it. But
well,
fuck.
I
know. Go ahead.
At that, hey, what did Sushi A say to Sushi B?
Sushi A to Sushi B.
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
That's funny. You played
I like
that
it.
Up.
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Wasabi. I like it. Yeah. All right. Beer trivia. The logo of which beer company features the number 1759, the year it was founded, and a Claire Seach? I don't know what the fuck that word is. Claire
Clergy?
Nope, Claire Seach, a type of Celtic harp featured on the British, Irish, and Canadian coats
of arms.
I got it.
Guinness, motherfucker.
Guinness.
Let's
that is
go.
Correct. Yeah.
The harp gave it up for me. Yeah. I did not know the 17 what is it?
1759. The year Guinness was founded.
I didn't know that, but I knew about the harp. Yeah.
I didn't know either.
The harp's in the G, motherfucker.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I saw the harp and I was like, I know music. And I know beer. Give me that Guinness. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we got the nitro ball in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Dennis thing. A little shout out to the little D-man.
A little D. Fact checker Dennis.
Fact checker Dennis. Call him little D.
He is. He's like 19. He's a little D.
No, he's not.
How old is he?
24. He just turned it May 11th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Happy birthday, Dennis. He might be 25, but I think he's 24.
Did you say little D?
That's what he said. Yeah. That's why I thought it was funny. Yeah, he was like, and he said it so confidently. He was like, little D.
Yeah, I met a girl one name. One name. I met a girl one night. Her name was Bree.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
She's a little cheesy.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Is this a true story?
No.
No, they're never... You'll never know if they're true or not. Roger is so out there. That
my last call stories are the only ones I tell that are really true. Well, no, I shouldn't say that
either. Holy shit! Yeah, so everything you've ever heard is a lie.
No.
Oh, there's blueberry.
I shouldn't have said that. My last call stories are true. Other stories, some of them are true.
If I swish it around and it hits the side of my tongue, I taste the blueberry.
Yeah, you're.
That's what
wild.
She said.
Nice. Pointed the wrong direction, but I appreciate it.
You know what I love?
Oh, okay.
Take your tongue.
Oh, my God. Enough with the tongue, Eddie.
Take your tongue and feel the inside of your mouth.
Did you know?
You feel? Hang on. You feel the inside of your cheek? Isn't it great that God put pussy lips inside of your cheek? That's what you feel like, ladies.
But did you ever?
That's what Cat
did
Williams
you ever
said.
Notice, though, when you rest your tongue, it rests on the top of your mouth?
Whoa, dude. Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Did you know that the top of your mouth doesn't move?
I don't get
just
that.
Just the bottom.
Well, duh.
All right. Make me look like
it's moving
now. Do it again.
It's moving now.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox knows how the top of his
ladies
head
and gentlemen,
moves.
Roger Spiegel has a bobblehead. Yeah. We should sell those.
Bobbleheads?
Yeah, bobblehead of you.
Just Roger bobbleheads?
Yeah, Roger bobbleheads.
With a Coors in a hand and an MSU shirt. Yeah.
He's like, oh my God.
That's going on the fucking merch table.
He's like Roger bobbleheads. He's like, the top of my mouth is moving now, motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's what the button will be when you press it.
Yeah.
Roger heads.
Yeah.
Get your Roddy on, brother.
Yeah. He has five favorite phrases. You hit the button, they're all dad jokes. And
yeah. While you're pouring that, that's all it says. Yeah. While you're pouring that. That's so funny. Now the top of my head's moving, motherfucker. Oh, Jesus. Oh, our merch line's going to be fucking killer.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. We've got, I know, Wider Range Conversations and ourselves are coming out with koozies
soon. Beer koozies.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Handmade by one of your co-hosts here. You can say it.
Roger's hand-making shit?
No, me, motherfucker. God damn. Now you got the top of my mouth moving, motherfucker. God damn it. I'm sitting over here like Shaniqua. Motherfucker, that's me. God damn it. No, I'm
making like
beer
a riled up Cedric the Entertainer.
That's what I'm saying. God. I like some people, every time they talk, they're just like, motherfucker, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like, damn.
See, this is why we need to
Stevie
have the
Wonder
camera.
Shit.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder.
I saw a meme the other day. It was some prominent person, politician or something, put out, and they were like, it's Stevie Wonder's birthday. You know, tell him he said happy birthday. And it's a picture of Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And, like, it was dead serious. Like, I don't think he knew that was Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, he couldn't see it.
Yeah, I was just about to say Stevie didn't see it.
I know, but everybody else can.
Well,
not everyone. Ray Charles couldn't.
Is Ray Charles blind? No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
What?
I'm joking. Shut up. So we did beer trivia. And now
know
this is the part.
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles when they're doing We Are the World. Remember that? From way back for Support
we,
for Africa.
We Are the Child.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder were singing to each other, but they're standing back to back. Didn't even know it.
Standing on stage right and stage left, and both looked the opposite ways. You know when some people
that's
say
the first, that's the first thing you laughed at.
No, it's just funny because it got me thinking. It's like you know when some people are like, you know, no, I see you.
Yeah, I see
you think they say that?
I feel you.
That's probably where it came from.
That's where it came from.
Yeah, the people used to say, "I see you," and then Stevie Wonder was like, "Nah, man, I feel you. I feel that.
Come here. I want to feel what you look like.
I feel that.
I love it.
We're terrible. I love it. No, this is the point
Stevie's
where we say,
man.
Fuck
Stevie
the outline.
Stevie's a musical genius.
He is.
Holy
really
fuck, he is.
I like how you said that in a cool way. You're like, Stevie's a musical genius.
He is a musical genius.
Born in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that damn straight. I drive by it every fucking day. Because I come off of River Road and I take a right and there's his house. Well, there's used to be his house.
Oh, really? Wait, his house is off a river?
No, it's not off a River Road. It's like when you get...
What, did he show it to you?
To what it...
He never knew where in the hell he lived.
Is it over by like the park, the parkway there?
When you come into River Road.
Yeah, like GM.
Dad, what's that? No, you're by Wabash, but it's before you get to Wabash.
The fuck are you talking about? By Wabash, but it's before you get to Wabash.
No, it's Wabash. How do you say that? Wabash?
I don't know what the hell you're talking
Wabash.
About.
Well, probably because you can't see it either, motherfucker. Jesus Christ. It's Wabash, the fucking, you know, the fucking
road. The street.
Yeah, what's that street? When you come off a River Road and you're going in the second, you take
is
a right.
Washington?
Washington.
Washington.
Oh, yeah, Washington. Yeah. So you take a right on Washington, it's on your left.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Right. In one of those roads.
Like the.
But his house still isn't standing. I'm talking about Stevie Wonder's house.
Have you seen it?
No, because it's knocked down.
He hasn't.
I know. He can no longer feel it or anything. God damn it. Did you shit?
No.
That was probably me.
Speaking of shit. Who was that Applebee's?
Oh, my God. Yep. Go on.
Applebee's. Son took his mother there for...
I did. For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day.
I took the whole family there, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that
invited
very much.
Invited all, and he paid for all of us, which
yeah,
is
that was real
awesome.
Nice. We appreciate it.
Don't worry about it.
So I had my, you know, nice steak and double portion of the garlic mashed potatoes.
Potatoes are good.
Oh, they are.
I demolished.
So I ate all that, and then I was still a little hungry, so I got the what is it called? The triple chocolate
meltdown or whatever.
Meltdown.
Yeah. Oh.
She goes, anybody want dessert? We all were like, no. And Roger's like, I'll see a dessert menu.
That was right.
I was like,
everybody
Adam
else
boy.
Is still packing their boxes. Yeah. Fuckers can't eat
hey,
shit.
Hey, whoa. What did I do? I was the first motherfucker to put my empty plate up.
So
I just wanted more beer.
So
eat
that.
It.
Never, do you ever want to, you know, you're sitting in a restaurant, you fucking eat, you're nice and comfortable, and then you feel this, like,
demon in your belly,
like you got a shit, and you got
it drops.
Shit, I mean,
yeah, it drops.
Just the pressure, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, I'll be right back.
Oh shit.
So I go to the bathroom, go in the stall, sit down, and you know how long 10 seconds really is. I started farting, and it was going. I counted to 10. It was a 10 second long. Continuous flatulence.
Nice.
Loud. I mean, just.
And it's like,
just
you know.
Constant.
It reverberates off the tile.
As you were walking back there or as you were in there?
When I was in there, sitting on the toilet, I thought I had shit. But I didn't have shit. It was just fucking gas. But I get done.
As the mash is dug.
Oh, I get done. And I hear, holy shit, man, that was fucking awesome. You should get an award for that. Holy crap. I didn't know anybody else in the bathroom.
You had an audience?
I'm like, well, thank you.
How do you like, reciprocate that comment?
He's like, son of a bitch. He says, you replaced all the oxygen in this fucking bathroom.
Like, there's oh my no way God. That happened. Really?
It did.
Good old Applebee's, man.
I didn't chitter. It was like.
Did he know who you were? Did he like walk out and see your ass?
Because
he probably went back to the table. He goes, "That motherfucker's a king right there."
He may, unless he looked under his stall or what. I don't know, but I didn't know anybody else was in there.
You just see a hand and come underneath. Like, he's like, "High five, bitch."
But I got up. I got out of there and I come back. And he sat down. I told anybody, he's fucking laughing his ass off. And that was the same thing I thought. I wonder if this fucker is going to come out and look for my shoes or something. That son of a bitch right there. Just replace the oxygen in the bathroom.
Fucking A, man.
Had a boy.
Gotta love Applebee's, man. The best food a microwave can make.
I tell you, I think from now on,
it's true.
From now on, I think I'll be looking under doors, man, to see if anybody else is in there.
Right?
Yeah, I just walked in.
I like how the guy's like, motherfucker, man. Goddamn.
That was fucking awesome. He needed an award for that.
Should have walked out and be like, where's my medal? Jeez, and it probably echoed with the bull, too, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, reverberated off the tile.
I was pretty proud of myself until I heard another voice. It was like, what the fuck?
It was instant terror.
Yeah, were you just like, oh, shit.
I was just like, oh, thank you.
Followed by gratuitous recognition.
It's like, what the hell do you say?
I love that he said thank you. He, like, acknowledged the compliment.
I mean, you have to at that point.
Yeah,
you can't
right.
just you can't just be silent because then he's gonna be like,
"I'm not in here."
Yo, I know you're there. You can't fucking hide, bitch.
This dude's putting the fucking Breakfast Club fist up as he's in there. He's like, "That's awesome."
Jesus,
that's amazing. Yeah, if I could never get a Killian's again, motherfucker.
Maybe it was that. Could have been the Killian's. It fucking killed
him. It probably was. It killed Ian something.
Yeah.
Holy shit. The
guy's name might have been Ian.
Maybe. He killed Ian.
What a dad. No, that's funny, dude. Holy shit.
What a straight dog. Sorry. That's a shout out to the CrossFade Sports.
Yeah. It just kept going and going. And I know, goddamn it, everybody listening, if you're going to fart for a long time, you're going to fucking start counting. To see how long it is.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. You've done it.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Everybody's
like,
done it.
That was dude, like I, our
my
subject
favorite,
with
my
Mason.
My favorite are the ones that like crescendo in an apex and then decrescendo into the whistle. Like, where
and, then,
like
and then you hit the boop.
You're like
yeah,
the,
and then you got that
those.
Little... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you
see,
just...
That was only
then
like,
you exhale.
And that was only like 5 seconds. So, this was... I mean, and I'm saying, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000. I mean,
I'm surprised you could concentrate on two things at once. At
oh, I tell you, it felt good though. Yeah, I was so proud.
He came out. He's like, "Fuck, you ever fart so big your pants fit better?" Like,
that's like, what it was. That's what it was.
Got an extra belt loop in there.
I could butt my pants again.
No, that does feel good after you let one go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, you get that pressure. And you feel, oh, God, man, I got to go. I got to shoot.
If you'd have done that at the table, I'd have died. I would have passed out.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. Just clear out 7 rows.
Especially with that booth leather, too.
Yeah.
At my age, you don't know, man.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know. If I thought I had a fire, I probably would have shit my drawers.
So, yeah, you obviously had to wipe after it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was nothing there, though.
Yeah, well, after hearing that, though, you're like, I ought to give it a secure wipe.
You're damn right.
Security wipe.
You're damn right.
A secure.
Well, you're just going to stand up and walk out. I'm fucking wipe, wash my hands, smile all the way out, man.
I love it.
And that dude's still going, fuck yeah, man, fuck yeah.
No, that or you passed out. That was funny.
The fact that you had a compliment.
You replaced all the oxygen in this fucking room.
I love it.
Is that why you were washing your hands? That motherfucker's still going, too.
That's why he came back smiling. I was like, what's so fucking, why are you so happy? He's like, listen to this shit. And nobody else heard it. And we're across the table. It was great.
No, I was talking to Mom, man. Me and Mom got in a deep conversation. It was her night, man. I was
giving her everything. Yeah. No, I appreciate that because I had just went to Jack's and bought a bunch of food to grill. And fucking. And then Tiffany's like, hey, Spencer wants to take us out to Applebee's. And I was like, for what? And she's like, because he wasn't here for Mother's Day. He wants to take us out for Mother's Day. I was like, us too? She's like, yeah. I was like, what a good fucking guy. Like, that's a real good guy right there. That's a great guy. I appreciate the shit out of that.
I try to be with everyone.
Got the sirloin steak. And
yeah.
Garlic.
Well, they had that steak deal. It was good stuff.
Every time I go there, I want to get what?
Huh?
What?
Bourbon Street steak.
Oh, yeah.
Oreo shake with whipped cream.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two Charles.
Walker Hayes is coming to the Dow soonish, the next 6 months or something. I would love to go see some Walker Hayes,
man. Yeah, hell yeah. No, it was really funny. Mom even got that fucking...
You do...
Mom even got that quesadilla salad. It looked good. Like, the food was just...
Oh, it was.
That's such a dichotomous...
I had some of that, too.
That's such a dichotomous fucking thing. I'd like a salad. Nah, but throw a quesadilla in that bitch.
That's what it was, too. It had, like, a quesadilla on the side, but there was salad in the middle. She's like, yeah, I'm healthy.
I'm healthy adjacent.
Figure that, Jay. You remember at Big Boy years ago when you were sitting there and she ordered that... She was like a...
Mexican omelet,
no egg.
Hold on. Yeah. This motherfucker looked at her, he goes,
so you just want a bowl of chili?
He was serious. I was young.
When she ordered, we're all just silent.
Yeah, we're processing. Dad was the only one that didn't buffer. Because he said, "So you, can I just bring you a bowl of chili?" This motherfucker starts dying laughing. me, Ryan, and Tiffany were trying to figure that shit out. Like, what's a fucking omelet with no egg?
Mexican omelet.
And she meant it. She meant that shit. And this dude brought her a bowl of chili at 11 o'clock in the morning.
My favorite is we all went out to fucking Coco Loco one night. And the waiter comes over and she's like, "Hey, what comes on the rice and beans?" And he looks at her, and he looks at us, and then he looks back at her and goes...
This is Ma?
Yeah. She's like, what's on the rice and beans? And he goes, fucking rice and beans. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
great.
So funny, dude. She's such a gem.
I think she meant to say, what comes in the bean burrito?
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, what comes on the rice and beans?
Rice and beans.
Oh. Gesundheit.
Holy shit, getting out of you.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Fucking get yourself a napkin there, bud.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why is it brown?
It's from that fucking beer you just drank.
He fucking sneezed out fucking brown. It's brains. You sneezed out brains. You can't lose anymore. You only have so few.
That's the second part of the can, the something else Jesus or whatever.
But even more Jesus and sneezes.
Even more Jesus.
Even more sneezes. Oh, I love it.
It's just a misprint on the can.
I like it, yeah. It meant even more sneezes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well,
no, that's funny. She do have some good orders out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, she does.
She do?
Yeah.
She does.
She's a good woman.
She always does. She's always like, nah, never mind. Go
good
ahead.
Woman.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
What?
Ew.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that was part,
that part
happened about 5 minutes ago. It just finally made it to you. It's heavy as shit.
Yeah, it is.
You don't get an award for it.
No,
I'm waiting for my fucking award from Applebee's. I want best fart in the neighborhood, fucker.
I'm fucking dying.
I'm gagging. I'm talking through the mic through my sweatshirt. I had to plug my fucking nose that I just sneezed out of because I opened up the airways and I finally smelt it.
That's probably why it's brown.
Yeah, fucking,
that was particles from your heavy ass
residue,
shit.
Just ass residue?
Out, you just sneezed out Eddie's ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Take some of my acidu.
But speaking of your mama.
God yeah.
Damn.
What? Oh, I can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Here. One, two, three.
Say it.
Now go.
What's the difference between your mama and a mosquito?
One's good at sucking.
Your mama doesn't stop sucking when I spank her.
I'm leaving that one in. That's great.
Oh, you can't leave that.
Oh, fuck yes, I am. That's a great one.
No, speaking of, no, we're getting on a jet plane, man.
Where are you going?
We're going on a jet plane.
Yeah,
don't know if I'll be back again.
Might not.
I'm excited for this.
Heading to...
the Cornhuskers.
The Cornhusker territory. Heading to Nebraska
fuck
for a
Nebraska.
Wedding. Yeah.
Well, see, I'm going to go there.
He's actually planning on going to California, but the plane's just going to run out of gas halfway through, and he's going to be like, Lincoln!
And fill it up with corn.
This plane is going to Nebraska. E85?
Yeah. Go to Nebraska for a wedding for Memorial Day weekend. And then your mom's best friend from Colorado.
Pam!
Are you saying Pan?
Pam.
I think I can help with this Pam situation.
No, we're talking about the sprayable can.
Like, yeah, the shit you spray in a pan.
Mine was Step Brothers.
Pancake Pam.
And Rob. So her and her husband,
her husband
are driving in from Denver to Nebraska.
Attaboy.
To meet us at the airport. We're going to go to the wedding. And then... And then the next day, they're driving us back to their house. They're spending 9 days out in Colorado. Having some fun
out
there.
That's where they have pet deer, isn't it?
Yeah, the fucking deer.
Right in their driveway. Right
and they're just like, oh, is this your porch? Let me spop another deer right here.
Yeah,
let me
duplicate
on your porch.
Remember last time we were out?
We couldn't even get into the fucking car. We're trying to put the luggage back in the truck, and we're like... Get out of the way, deer! Yeah, they were in the fucking way of the truck, and they were just like, "I don't give a shit. This is where I'm eating grass, bitch."
Yeah. Why don't you
and we're
just
like,
push
"We because they fucking I don't know. They're scary. They're big deer.
No, they're not.
They're like donkeys with antlers.
They're deer.
They're
grabbed by the antlers.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you
they are.
Out
they're
the
literally
way.
mule deer. Yeah, they're mule like deer. Donkeys with antlers.
Yeah, no,
but
just
they don't
take
give
their
a
antlers
fuck.
And shove them out the way. They'll get
they don't give a fuck.
But they're not going to do anything.
They just walk around that neighborhood.
Yeah, they're like Karens. Like you can you can
the
piss
mule
them
deer
off.
In Colorado are the Karens of the fucking animal kingdom.
Yeah, no, you can push them out of the way and they'll fucking get pissed at you, but they ain't gonna do nothing.
They're gonna call the manager and then I'm fucking upset. I call the fucking HOA and be like, "Did you hear what these bitches did to us?"
If I want to eat grass, I can eat grass, bitch. No,
well,
that's
that'll
awesome.
Be fun.
That's awesome.
That'll be fun. And then we come back and mope around for a couple months, then go on a cruise.
I get it. Retired must be nice. Yeah, I know. No shit. We're going to be working
fucking,
our asses
yeah,
off.
Uncle Denny and Aunt Chris were just in like the fucking Canadian Rockies on a train.
Yeah, they're taking
like
a train trip throughout the United States. It's
yeah,
ridiculous.
And they're
stopping
fucking,
Canada
yeah,
and shit.
These bitches are going on a cruise,
yeah,
going
no,
to Colorado.
No, it was funny.
It'll
because,
be nice when
really,
I retire.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll think so until a fucking cruise is $27,000 fucking dollars for
yeah,
4 days.
Yeah, by the time we get there, it'll
Inflation's
be like, we'll take your fucking
about
kidney.
What it is now.
You ought to
be
take
like,
it
we'll
now.
Take your kidney. And be like, but then I can't drink as much. And they're like, do you want to go on the cruise?
Can I just buy half a drink package?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's what sucks. $70 a day for the drink package. Per person.
Well, you're going to drink more than $70.
I was about to say, have you met us?
But,
like, that's not bad.
Well, no,
that's
I'm not worried about mine. I'll cover mine the first day or two.
Yeah.
But
I drank a fucking bottle of Doubled Oak Woodford every day when we went out there.
Yeah.
But I told Donna, I said, you know, you're going to have to drink like 8-9 beers a day just to pay for the fucker.
She's like, no problem.
You know, because even the beer, if you go, it's like 12 or 15 bucks a beer if you don't
it's like a baseball stadium type. Yeah.
So
it's expensive, yeah.
Told her, so, you know, we'll pay for it, but God damn it, if you're not drinking what you need to be drinking, I'm going to have to drink more.
Yeah, you got
to
double it.
If
you
don't
you
remember
know you'll be
this
on
trip,
those strawberries, Mark.
You got to tell her, be like, Donna, if you don't remember this trip, then it wasn't worth it.
Right.
You better be taking pictures because you're going to be drinking enough for the fucking three of us.
Yeah.
There's only two of us going. Exactly.
doing the Eastern Caribbean. In the Bahamas.
Awesome. So I'm excited for you guys.
There you go. Going to Nassau.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
No,
I
going to Coco Key.
Coco Loco?
Which the crew
Oh, Coco
owns.
Key. Okay, yeah.
Coco Key in the Bahamas. Then we'll go down to St. Thomas.
Oh, I love St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Hey, die a little bit more. Yeah.
I love St. Thomas. That's so nice. Are you going to go back to the same beach? That was such
that was
a nice
Saint
fucking.
Martin.
No,
that was
Saint Martin
Thomas.
Is a fucking fugly
no,
guy.
Saint Martin is where that dude yelled at you.
Yeah.
For, no, Saint Thomas was
Saint
the
Thomas
private
was
beach.
Saint Thomas.
You
got to
go back,
good one,
dude. Because that beach was bomb.
That was beautiful. We rode jet skis. Fuck
yeah,
yeah.
We fucking with dolphins and shit.
Yeah.
Like
we raced. That was amazing.
That was a great time.
Yeah, that was St. Thomas.
Someone they kept giving me the beer in the same damn six-pack holder and a fucking bottle.
Oh, they
busted
but
out.
They gave you another six-pack for free.
Yeah, they saw it, and yeah, the whole damn six-pack fell through the bottom of the carrier.
Yeah,
smashed on the cement.
They just covered it.
That
with
was my favorite day out of all that. St. Thomas.
No, St. Thomas was because
it was like a blue. Cool. It was like a blue grotto cove. Like it was.
Oh, it was in a cove.
Like white
it was,
sand.
It was
so
like
perfect.
The Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, it was so fucking.
And we had
beautiful.
All to. We had nobody.
There
near
was
us.
Nobody. Yeah,
it was just us. Well, there was the best so family picture we've ever had.
Yeah,
two girls that were actually employees of the cruise.
Yeah, and they were just chilling.
And they're yeah. They
the
were,
one other people, the one guy was an executive for Philip Morris. I remember that because that's when I worked for a clean cigarette.
Oh,
we started
that,
talking about we started talking about the electronic cigarettes and shit.
That's when we started mingling with people,
but
they were
there
so
was only
spread
five
out.
People on the fucking beach.
Yeah,
yeah
so
great,
we all
right?
just kind of partied, yeah. It was our family and then like maybe five other groups in it. That was a big beach and we were just like. Oh,
and then I went to the bathroom and I come back and Ryan's in the fucking sand. The wheelchair's flipped over. There's some dude praying over him with a fucking necklace and shit. Yeah. I was like, I leave you people for 5 minutes and you try to kill Ryan.
Well, he was fine. He loved it.
That was his own fault.
Yeah.
He leaned back in the chair and the anti-tippers
because he
were
was
up.
He
because
was
we were going through sand.
He was. Yeah. Fucked up though.
Oh fuck yeah, we all were. Yeah,
we were all fucked up.
I saw the greatest commercial. It's like a German commercial, right? And it's this
Volkswagen.
No, and it's this dude, and he's with this girl, and they have sex, right? And then he gets back in his wheelchair, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's like, "That was phenomenal. Like, you know, can I call you sometime?" And then this other dude walks in, who's presumably her husband.
I get it.
And there's
I
this
know.
Awkward like look, and then he just kind of smiles and shrugs his shoulder, and it was like, and then the captions come up and said, "How would you feel if I took your spot? Don't fucking park in the handicap." Right. And I was like,
"Oh,
that is amazing!"
Yep.
I was like, "That is the greatest fucking marketing ever."
I did see that. That's amazing.
I ended up taking, you know, I got a wheelchair because you know my. No, I was having some problems walking around for a while, so.
Oh, I figure you're like, when I go out to the bar, I get a wheelchair. It's just a lot easier.
Well, I only had it for a couple days because my wife was very, very rude when I got it because, you know, the first day I got it, she started pushing me around and talking behind my back and shit. So
I
had to get rid of it.
I was wondering if this was a real story.
Fuck, that's what you should have said when you fucking did that 10-second fart, and that guy was like, "That's amazing." You should have been like, "Did you hear that asshole talking shit behind my back?"
Yeah.
That's a good one. I always like that when, you fart. Or you look up and you're like, "Fuck you, geese." Yeah.
We learned last time, fat ass, fuck ass geese.
Yeah, fat ass, fuck ass geese.
You think that's impressive? I'm amputated from the waist down. That was a burp, bitch.
Got me on that one, Rod. Proud of you. Well, I think it's about that time for the last call, isn't it?
Already?
Oh, shit. Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call
this one way
for
too
alcohol.
Bad,
get going.
Ding, dong.
Well, I'm going to start it out today because everybody
I got to go take a leak.
Oh, yeah, you don't care about my story. Love you, though.
Well, you know, you can talk about something else for a few minutes.
No, it's okay. I'll start it out last call. You can always hear it back. So, Pine River was a trip that me and Hayden took. And love Hayden to death, but he wanted to leave at 4:00 in the morning. So as the two best friends that anybody could have, because
we're the two best friends that anybody could have.
So leaving at four, we hopped in the car at 7:00 in the morning, and you know it was one of those days. I wanted to wait for that, but yeah, we wanted to leave at four. We hopped in the car at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So one of those.
It's one of those good days.
Yeah, we got
were you still drunk from the night before?
No. We started drinking at 7. We didn't want to start drinking at 4.
Yeah.
So we ran out of beer, so we had to start with the jerky outlet halfway up at about 9 o'clock, and we walked in, and I bought a 30 rack, and he bought a bunch of beer.
Side note.
Yeah.
One of the guys I work with is a duck hunter.
Yeah.
and he makes his own fucking duck jerky.
Oh, love duck jerky.
Brings it in for all of us.
Really?
That is fucking bomb.
Oh my God. It's tough. It's really good. Yeah, it's
really
good.
Continue. Jason Miller, shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason Miller, had a fucking boy. So, we were heading up there. We stopped.
Welcome back.
All day.
Did you wash your hands? That was too fucking quick.
Yeah, you didn't. I see them. They're glistening.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
They're attaboy. Greasy.
Oh, no, I said soupy? They're glistening.
Oh, glistening.
Jesus Christ! Open.
All I did was fart.
Well, yeah. Thanks for stepping out to the room. I just
and
did
the,
it right
and
here.
And the second Emmy winner of the night, Roger Smigel. No,
well, it'd be a Grammy for the music.
Oh, it'd be a Grammy. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Wow, your ass can hold a tune. I got him. Like, lay that beat down.
Toot, 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 toot.
Sorry.
Yeah, that tutu tune. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Like yeah. That. Christy Yamaguchi loves that shit. That tutu tune.
Anyway.
Christy Yamaguchi.
So we get up to the jerky.
Anyway, so what's happening?
Third fucking time, maybe even fourth.
I heard something about Pine River.
Yeah, so me and Hayden wanted to me and Hayden got up to leave for our camping trip at 4 a.m. and we finally hop in a car at 7 a.m. You know, one of those days where we were supposed to leave at 4, but he didn't pull up till 7. So I hop in the car and he was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, fuck you, go. So we started leaving.
Fuck you, go.
And we were going to Pine River Campground. It's a place that we discovered after Hoist Lakes, after we were camping. Yeah. So we head up there. We stop at a jerky outlet because we ran out of roadies to grab some more.
So you wanted a jerk.
I fucking love roadies.
And we were just going for a day trip. It was spend the night, wake up in the morning, leave.
Oh, you mean road beer. I was thinking of rhodiola. No, sorry. No. Shout out to Phil Stoffer.
Fucking ravioli. What? Anyway,
holy
go
fuck,
ahead.
Dude. I haven't even entered the story yet.
I know. That's what's great. Yeah.
So we got a restock.
Going to
the
Pine River,
outlet.
We got a late start. Okay, go.
And we got up there, and immediately we started drinking, and we set up the camp. Because it was raining when we got up there, but it wasn't raining bad. It was raining enough to where you could still get out of the vehicle and do your shit. So we got up there. It stopped raining. Turned into the most gorgeous day. We ended up having a great camping spot on the back of a magical creek. It was and the reason I say magical creek is because right off of our camp spot, it went down.
Ooh, Papageno.
Into this creek. And, like, it went down to where you couldn't see anything else other than the creek and, like, some shit going up.
Did you cross the creek?
We did cross the creek a couple of times.
That's another story.
Yeah, I know it is. But anyway, this creek was just fucking awesome. So we start fucking hammering them down. We got set up. We made a fantastic lunch. We made a fantastic snack. We made a his dad came up, chilled with us for a little bit. The dog or his dog was there. It was just amazing. And we're hammering them down so much that by Hayden's dad doesn't drink. Dan, he'll be on this podcast and he doesn't drink.
Yes.
He doesn't drink a lot. Yeah, Dan Cobb is a good fucking dude. You know him.
Oh,
you like him. Yeah, he's a
good
guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, good ass fucking dude. Got his morals right. Yeah, that was Eddie, not me. But anyway.
That was a millisecond.
Yeah. Yeah. he is counting every shit. But he was like, I went to go put him down. I'm drinking these Busch Lights with the fish on him. So he went to go take a look at the fish because he's a big fish man, but he doesn't drink. So he looks at it and he sets it, and it's already a pyramid that's been starting. And he's like, Jesus Christ, how many did you drink? I look over, 15.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, and a beautiful day to go down quick.
Oh, my God. So I looked at it, and
Jesus Christ. That one was not me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, stop. But anyway, don't say it live. But anyway.
Dan Elgrate, you need an award.
But anyway, like once he said that, I looked at the pyramid, and that's when my drunk hit immediately. I went from, yeah, that's my, I'm fucking, what are you talking about? I'm not drinking. You know, it was terrible. And then.
Doesn't it suck when it just like.
Hits right there. Away. Because I looked at the fucking beer. So anybody that listening to this or anything like that, just when you're drinking, you're making a beer pim, don't look at the fucking pyramid. Add to it.
We used to do
don't
that.
Don't look to it. Don't look. Add to the pyramid,
no,
but never focus on it.
Remind
when you focus
me.
On it, you think about every fucking beer.
Fuck, that's a last call.
And then you get drunk.
Hang on.
Don't do that.
Right.
Because at that point, I mean, we ended the night. We ended it great. I ended it great. We ended it with fucking Jiffy Pop.
Beer of
mid. If you can correctly make Jiffy Pop on a campfire, you're a fucking king.
Shaking
and we
that,
did that.
Shaking that shit?
Yep. The last thing I remember is taking a handful, laying back. I woke up chewing at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I had to write a new last call down.
The only thing is that I hated about that camping trip is on the way back, I found 4 ticks, and when I got home, I found 3. I had a total.
What?
I had a total of 7 ticks on me from that camping trip.
Oh, man. Shit!
I don't like ticks.
No?
I don't like the idea of them. I'm glad I got them all off.
I don't want limes. I don't want their disease.
It got to the point. It got
shit.
To the point where I was spreading cheeks and asking Robin to look. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. She's like, I don't know. I just see a lot of hair. Like, yeah. You've got an ass of a silverback gorilla.
I'm sorry, but like.
Stop
like,
looking at me out of your asshole. What the hell?
No, I'm serious.
Like, we need to shave your ass.
No,
and
because
slap
I was I, like, hey, we like pulled up to the Lumberman's Memorial up there, and that's a very cool
oh,
place.
Oh, you were up that way?
Yeah,
cool
up
spot.
By Glennie and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're up that way. That's where it is. And we were only like 15 minutes from Lumberman's Memorial, so we stopped over there. And as soon as we pulled in, he looked at me, and he's like, oh, my God, and he started freaking out. There was a tick right by my ear, like he could have crawled in there. And then he went to go pull it, and it didn't come out, so we had to grab tweezers and kind of work them out because you don't want to pull a tick out and have the head stick in.
Right.
Because they breathe out of their asshole. Funny thing you say that.
What the fuck?
Unlike you, ticks breathe out of their asshole. So
you
they
don't
can,
know that.
They can eat you constantly.
I've done that.
Leave it alone.
I've done that a few times where I've had to fucking breathe out the asshole to eat constantly. Just saying.
Like a human centipede.
Should I eat the pudding or the cuttlefish?
Hey, girl, I'm like a fucking tick. I breathe out that asshole so I can keep eating, girl.
Whoa. I'm going to eat the cuttlefish. South Park, the iPad episode.
You heard of Spider-Man. You heard of Batman. I'm Tick Man.
Man, shut the fuck
it's
up.
Like, it's like,
hey.
Fuck, what is that guy? With
Ant
the blue?
Man?
No, the blue. Blue.
Blue.
Oh, my God. Now it's going to piss me off. Patrick Warburton. The Tick. Isn't it the Tick?
I don't know.
God bless him. I have to fucking fact check this shit.
Dennis, where the fuck are you at?
Dennis?
Yeah, the Tick. Patrick Warburton was the fucking Tick.
Yeah.
Oh,
he ought to
be. What the fuck? Ad block updated. God bless it. Go away. I wish we had an IT guy.
There he is.
Yeah, the fucking Tick.
Yeah, he ought to be.
Fucking porn ads flopping up.
No,
yeah,
it was an old TV
times.
Show. It was an old TV show
Stormy
called The Tick.
Stormy Daniels is the Tick.
What? No,
Stormy Daniels the Tick.
More like Stormy Daniels the Tit.
She'll
Eddie,
suck something.
You have hammered Harry's.
Oh, shit. So it was Eric from the Wide Range of Conversations birthday.
Love Eric, dude.
It was his 40th birthday.
40th.
Yeah. And so we went out to Hammered Harry's. It is out in Saginaw. It was last week. Yeah. Went out to Saginaw, out on Gratiot there where Shooters used to be. Yeah, now it's Hammered Harry's.
Shoot him again.
This place is fucking massive. The left side is the bar and restaurant, and they have a fucking stage, like a band stage up there, but they do karaoke. And Eric's wife, Rachel, runs the karaoke. And you get to go up, and then they have... Oh, and I've never seen this before. They have, like, she's like the MC, and then there's another dude who's a DJ in the back corner in the booth, and they communicate through code and shit. And, like, you go up and tell her what song you want to play, and she'll type a literal code in there, and then he cues it up and everything, and then you go up on stage, and they have costumes and stuff. You can put on different costumes. They have a drum set, guitars, whatever, piano, like, if anybody wants to come up and fucking play stuff. Dude, it's fucking wild. So we sang karaoke. Food is amazing, but it's also all the waitresses and the bartenders are, like, they talk shit at you. And it's great because, like, I was just giving shit back at her. Our waitress was Moxie, and she was fucking awesome. And she was just, like, talking shit at us, and we give it right back. Like, it's so much fun. Then the other side has cornhole, arcade games, darts, pool, and fucking axe throwing. They have a rage room where you just go in and smash shit with fucking hard hat and safety glasses and stuff. This place is fucking wild. It's amazing. So Eric, we went there for Eric's 40th birthday, had a blast. My mom and Colin came with us, and they had a great time. Colin was axe throwing and playing arcade games and stuff. And dude, it was so much fucking fun. We got with Tony came out from the Crossfaded Sports. John was there. Matt Mays. Fucking Matt and Sarah showed up. That was great. I haven't seen them in forever. It was just an absolute blast. But yeah, it's you have to check out Hammered Harry's. It's such a good time. Food's great. The wait staff is amazing.
Sounds
because
like
again,
it.
They'll be assholes to you, and it's so much fun because you just fucking shoot shit right back at it. And when they know like you're cool, like you can, you're witty, dude. It was a blast. It was so much fucking fun. Thank you, Eric, so much for inviting us. I had an absolute blast. It was so much
fun.
That's
awesome, man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sorry. So that was, yeah, it was just, it was super cool. I didn't mean to, I mean, they're not a sponsor or anything, but they're fucking great. They could be, maybe, but it was, yeah, we had an absolute fucking blast. Everybody check out Hammered Harry's in Saginaw.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Raj, we're switching to you. You have dart.
Playing darts or a dodge dart?
Dart. Dart.
Was it a dodge dart?
No.
Okay.
No. But
1967 Dodge Dartra.
No, so there's this back in the day we used to bunch of guys that we all went to high school together and stuff. We used to get together and do a golf outing once a year. Up in Gaylord called the Chief Open.
Yes, dude, I want to play Tree Tops so
and,
bad. I want to play Gaylord. Oh.
We used to play Three Tops on Saturday morning.
Oh, the par three course?
As a warm-up, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was before, you know, all the big shots went out there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You go out there, it's just a nine-hole par three.
Yeah.
And it was $9.
Oh, shit, a buck a hole.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was with a cart and everything. $9.
Holy fuck.
And we go out there, you know, of course, it'd be all fucking hazy and shit. So there were some greens that, you know, I mean, that's a whole nother story. But anyway, so... So on the Saturday night of the Chief Open.
No.
So we're all out there, you know, playing golf. You know, tee off at 7 a.m. So we're out there, you know, half in the bag before we even tee off at 7 a.m. And we're out there playing golf, drinking, having fun for the tournament and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to skip all that. And then, so
wait,
after.
Don't skip. What do you got
to
skip for?
Because I got to skip to the funny parts, man.
Okay.
So after, I mean, there's a lot of funny parts there too.
Well, then
but
don't skip it.
Anyway, so we end up, you know, after we play our 18 for the tournament, we go to Timothy's Pub.
Did you win? Timothy. How'd you do? I want to know how the tournament went. What'd you shoot
that year?
I didn't win.
Shit, we played it for like.
I hit the ball that way.
About 14 years in a row. So, but
brag.
Anyway, so we go to Timothy's Pub. Great fucking place. One of the time, you know how I am about Philly cheesesteaks.
Is it still around?
You know how
yes.
I am about
yeah,
oh, shit.
There.
All right, Timothy's Pub. Fuck
Timothy's
yeah.
Timothy's Pub. It's right on the main drag in Gaylord.
Dude, we should do a live show there and go golfing.
So we went there for dinner and stuff after we golfed. So we're in there, and of course, you know, there's 16 of us. So things started getting loud. Of course, Woody, yeah, I'm using all their nicknames because I don't want to put their real names out there, but Woody gets a little loud when he's drinking. So, you know, we had eaten and we're drinking and you know, watching this fucking soccer match. There's only one out of the 16 of us that is like into soccer, but we're watching the soccer match and it was like they put cardboard cutouts of goalies in. The soccer match was, you know, not even at half and it was already like 10-6 or something.
Okay.
But every time, you know, the goal, Woody's like, oh, you know, you just scream it out for like 20, you know, until he ran out of breath. So he gets a little obnoxious. So anyway, after a few days, you know, we got another round and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden the manager comes over and says, you guys got to leave.
Wait, why?
Because like, Woody was being too obnoxious, too loud, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, we just got another round. He goes, I don't give a shit. You're leaving now. So Woody's like, fuck you. And he picks up every goddamn beer on the table and just pounds them. All of ours.
Oh, shit.
It's like, holy fuck, man. You know, he's already
I like this
shit
guy.
Face.
Yeah.
He just pounds everyone.
In for a penny, in for a literal pound.
We're walking out. We're walking out, and he's grabbing people's beers on the way out off the table and just fucking pounding them. All the way out. It's like, holy fuck, man. He's. We get out there, we get in the cars, and we're like, yeah, fuck it. We're going to Mary's, which was another bar down the road.
Is that still around?
Yeah, it's still around.
Oh, shit. All right, let's go.
And we're like, fuck, where's Woody? He's got his head in the fucking dumpster.
Yeah, that's about right.
Anyway, so we get We get over to Mary's, and Mary's is like, it's a long, I wouldn't say like skinny, maybe 30 feet wide, probably 100 feet long.
Yeah.
One of those type bars, you know, a couple pool tables, and they had these, you know, the darts.
Yeah.
We're like, fuck it, let's play some darts. So we're over there, and we're shooting darts, and all of a sudden you start hearing all this women screaming, like bloody murders. Like, what the fuck? Here there's a bat. Flew in, because, you know, it was in the middle of summer. They got awesome. Doors open and shit. This bat flying back and forth through this bar. And the two waitresses come out from behind the bar. They're like, don't worry, it happens all the time. They got these fucking butterfly nets. And they're trying to catch this bat. I mean, it was, they're jumping on tables and chairs and shit, trying to catch this bat.
Perfect.
So Haskell, you know, he's like, well, 6'2", and his fucking knuckles drag on the goddamn ground when he walks. One of those guys. He's playing darts, couldn't, you know, he would maybe hit the dartboard one out of every five shots. The rest of them were on the floor or in the wall or whatever.
Because his hand hit the ceiling.
Well, the thing is, we're telling you, all you got to do is fucking reach out and stick it in there, for Christ's sake.
Take a step closer, so, it might be harder, yeah.
So he's standing there, he's watching this fucking bat.
I've never seen Eddie run in my life, that was crazy. You know,
watching this bat flying back and forth, and then underhandedly just flips a dart up in the air, sticks the goddamn bat to the ceiling.
What an animal.
By the fucking wing.
What a fucking animal.
It's like, we're all like, holy fuck. So you couldn't hit a goddamn side of a barn with a dart and you fucking just
stuck that
pinned a goddamn bat to the ceiling.
That's awesome.
So this bat, you know, screaming and shit.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's flying in a circle because it's one wing and stuck to the damn ceiling with a dart. Flying in a circle. People are cracking up at it now. Here comes the bartender. He's got this fucking pickle, 5-gallon pickle bucket and a piece of plywood.
Yeah.
He gets and pulls in some tables over there, and he gets his bucket, and it took him like 15 times to be able to try to get the bat,
And,
you know, where the dart was outside so he could pull the dart out of the ceiling. So he finally gets the bat in this, you know, bucket stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Pulls the dart out, moves the bucket a little bit till the bat goes in the bucket, and he slides this piece of, you know, plywood over top. Gets down, walks out the back, throws a fucking bucket way out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And comes back in. He goes, he's fine. He flew away. Fucker walks by us. Son of a bitch was on his goddamn back.
Oh, no.
Flew away. Fucking stuck to his back, and he's just walking through the bar. It's like, holy shit. We all look at Eddie. I'm sorry. We all look at Haskell. He's like, should I? It's like, no, no. He throws the fucking dart at this guy, sticks the goddamn bat into the guy's back. He's like, what the fuck? He goes, 2 for 2.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking crazy. Holy shit.
Like I said, a guy, he'd hit the board 1 out of 5 shots.
One time, yeah. But he sticks a bat twice.
Stuck a bat twice. Once to the ceiling, once to the bartender's back.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
What the fuck? Could have paralyzed that motherfucker, but he's 2 for 2.
Yep, 2 for 2. That's all he said, 2 for 2.
I want to go to Mary's so fucking bad, dude. Right. I want to go to Mary. I guarantee everybody knows that story there.
Oh,
wow, that that's crazy. Awesome.
They fucking put you up on the wall? They should have framed that shit.
They should have put him up. They
Haskell is framed there. The bat killer.
But
Batman.
But, I mean, it was so funny when he did that. He just
the Dark
fucking,
Knight.
He was watching his thing.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. The Dart Knife.
The Dart Knight.
He was just watching this thing, and he just comes by, and he's just under any thing.
The Dark Knight.
And they're like, you know, they're like 12, 14-foot ceilings.
You know?
He just thunk.
That's the name of the episode. The Dart Knight.
The Dart Knight,
But it was the funniest thing to see this bat. He was just, you know, screeching and screaming, but flying in a circle trying to get out of there with his fucking wing stuck to the damn ceiling.
Yeah, poor blind motherfucker. But, little Stevie Wonder up there,
But it was funny. Oh, he flew away. Walked by and it's like, it's on his fucking bat.
It's like, should I? Stuck it again.
Should I?
No.
Should I?
No.
Thunk.
Yeah, a no means yes in friend language.
Holy fuck.
What a good episode.
That was phenomenal. Thank you. Dude, that was wild. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Check us out, bbbbabble.com, 989.network. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on wide a range of conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide a range of conversations with Rick and Eric.